My name is Amy Laskowski, and I'm a writer here at BU Today. This is the first installment of our new weekly podcast, 2 Minutes of Wellness. We'll share tips and expert advice on issues from nutrition to mental health to sleep, and from fitness and exercise to relationships to meditation. Let's get started. As you settle into a rhythm early in the semester, sleep is critical to your overall wellness. And that's why we wanted to tackle it first. On any given night, you brush your teeth and say goodnight to your roommate. If you're like most of us, the last thing you do before closing your eyes is plug your phone into the charger by your bed and take one more scroll through Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram, or WeChat. But if you can change your ways and do that last check just a little bit earlier, before coming into bed, it might make the difference between a good night's sleep and a restless night. I wanted to talk to an expert, so I sought out Sanford Auerbach, a BU School of Medicine Associate Professor of Neurology and Director of the Boston Medical Center Sleep Disorders Center. Here's what he had to say. First, make relaxation, rather than communication, your main focus at bedtime. Your body has to transition into sleep mode. So to do this, keep your sleep area separate from where you socialize and study. This may be easier said than done in a tight dorm room, but it's not impossible. Power down your computer and make sure the room is neither too hot nor too cold. Aerobic exercise right before bed isn't a great idea because it's invigorating, though it is great earlier in the day to tire you out later. And don't drink caffeine late in the day. If you need an afternoon latte, make it a decaf. Also, alcohol is proven to disrupt sleep too. Now about that phone. The screen's blue light fools your brain into thinking it's daytime, which messes with your body's natural rhythms. Many devices have the option to shut off the blue light, so try that. Pretty much the only way technology can be useful during sleep is for playing relaxing music, Auerbach says. And one last thing. At night, do you silence your phone so that only a ring will wake you up? Or does every ding, beep, and buzz, even one going off at 3 a.m., bring your phone to life, rouse you from sleep, and tempt you into a quick check to see what's up? Set your phone settings so that the only way you're going to wake up is if someone is actually calling your number. Because a phone call at 3 a.m. is probably worth answering. But an Instagram post? That can wait. And you'll be in a better mood in the morning when you see it. Sleep tight.